Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day, and it is a doozy, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps the fate of whether or not, as Wisconsinites, we are going to have elected representatives that are incentivized to compromise, to actually represent the will of the voters, to do what is best, not just for their supporters, but for their entirety of their constituencies, is on the ballot today. A woman's right to choose on the ballot today. I'm going to also say corruption and governmental transparency and accountability also on the ballot today. Standing on the right side of those issues, in this commentator's opinion, is candidate Susan Crawford, a current Dane County Circuit Court judge. The man who is her opponent, standing on the wrong side of absolutely all of those issues, the shameless shill, otherwise known as Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel. We may think that we are the center of the universe today, and in many ways we are here in Wisconsin, but there is another extraordinarily important hallmark case that is, election that is happening in the state of Florida. Now, there are two special elections going on in the state of Florida for members of the House of Representatives. One is to fill the seat vacated by disgraced Republican Trump supporter Matt Gaetz. You know, the guy who maybe paid women that had not quite yet reached the age of majority for sex. You know, that guy. Matt Gaetz, his seat is open for a special election. But perhaps the one that everybody is watching incredibly intently is the race to replace Mike Walls, who's now part of Donald Trump's cabinet. The Dem running to replace Mr. Walls, again, in the House for the state of Florida, is a Democrat by the name of Josh Weil. He is a math teacher, public school teacher. This is a district that was won by Donald Trump, I believe, plus 20. It is now in play. If that tells you how dissatisfied, you know, maybe some people that might be receiving Social Security checks, maybe a handful of veterans in the state of Florida might be with the billionaire overlords taking a hatchet to their benefits with seemingly no concern over the impact. So we're going to watch that election very closely as well. I bring this up because breaking news, it all comes together. Just within the last 10 minutes, Trump's national security advisor, this is Mr. Michael Walls, former congressman of Florida. Michael Walls and staff used personal Gmail accounts for government communications. Do y'all remember when they absolutely lost their mind about Hillary Clinton doing the same thing? This is sort of the ongoing, what I'm going to call, signal gate that continues to explode. Again, if it wasn't so disastrously threatening to our national security, the sheer gross incompetence here would be comical. The fact that it puts American soldiers' lives at risk, that it is a national security violation, that they're lying about these breaches on a near daily basis, makes it all the more concerning and worrying. But again, just that breaking news. Yeah, Gmail, that feels real secure. I'm sure Russian hackers can't get a hold of your Gmail account, for crying out loud. How ridiculous. I want to hear from you all. What are you seeing out there in the polls? What do you want to share today? I've been away for a little bit. Missed you all very much. So glad to be back with Cal on the board. Got Jamie, my senior producer, helping me out today. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We heard from, I believe it was Al from Madison. He was first in line at his polling place on the east side of Madison this morning. There's a long line already when Al got there that formed behind him. They opened up right at 7 a.m. Big line. Great to hear that. Al from Madison even sent a picture. I love photos. You want to send me your thoughts, your impressions, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the phones here. Tom from LA, you've been very patient, sir. How are you? And what are you feeling this big election day here in Wisconsin?
Oh, hey, Maggie. Well, I'll tell you what. We the people ultimately are the government. And today is the day that we prove it. You know, you can go to every rally. You can do everything there is to do. But if you don't show up to vote, then, you know, then you're not doing what you need to do as a citizen. And, you know, the thing we have to remember is if the Republicans are spewing it, the Republicans in power, then they're doing it. That's just the bottom line of who they are. It's class projection.
It is.
But that's the way it is. But, you know what waste is, Maggie? You know, they talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Waste is spending over $100 million on a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin.
Amen, brother.
If you guys out there want to get money out of politics, vote for Susan Crawford. If you want to continue to have money in politics and have this type of disaster, not only here in Wisconsin, but throughout the whole country, then go ahead and vote for the BS candidate, because that's what he is. He's full of BS. And when you see his name on your ballot, just remember Brad Schimmel stands for BS. He BS's you, he lies to you, and he will do whatever he can to fulfill Donald Trump's wishes, desires, and hopes that he has.
Yes.
And you want someone that works for you.
For us. We the people. 100%, Tom. 100%.
Absolutely. So everybody get out and vote. Remember, Wisconsin has same-day voter registration and voting. So if you have anybody, or if you have voted already yourself, make sure you pick out five people maybe you have touched or influenced their life in some way, and get them out to the polls if they're not going to vote. It's so important. And it's not just important for Wisconsin, but it really is important for the whole nation.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thanks so much. That's Tom from LA. You can join us 855-752-4842. Conservatives, veterans, first-time callers, and women, go to the front of the line. I'll take you first. Wisconsin is not for sale to the highest bidder. Our votes are not for sale. We want people that believe that voting is a precious right that should be preserved and protected by fighting the corrupting influence of money in politics. That is who we want. Brad Schimmel is never going to be a warrior fighting corruption in politics. He is going to enable and lean into that. He is going to be Trump's bag man, just like he proudly congratulated himself for being Scott Walker's bag man back when he was attorney general of the state, just as he proudly helped dismantle unions in this state. We don't want bag men and women. We want jurists. We want objective, fair individuals. We've got one such new caller, Amy from Verona. So happy to see you on my caller lines. Good afternoon. What do you have to share with us today?
Hi, Maggie Dawn. Love your show. This is my second time calling in, so thank you for taking my call. I just have a couple of quick questions for you. One is Brad Schimmel aware that he hired a convicted felon to cut a radio ad for him? He hired Donald Trump. And number two, isn't there a fairness in advertising in Wisconsin where if you play a Republican ad, you have to then play a Democrat ad? Is there no parity where that's concerned? Because I was listening to the radio at work today and somebody had it tuned to a particular station and all I heard was this 47, you know, filling for show.
Barrage of ads. Amy, great question. Let's talk about that first. So there was a doctrine called the equal time rule that deals with actual on-air content. Don't worry, Ronald Reagan got rid of that because why should we have any balance required on our media platforms? No, that went away under Ronald Reagan. What we do have is a requirement that ad time that is purchased in support of a candidate that outlets will, if the opposing candidate also wants to do an ad buy, there is a requirement to provide them that access. It gets a little complicated, but that's the general gist of that. That's why here on this network, you will hear ads in support of Brad Schimmel right alongside ads in support of Judge Susan Crawford. We abide by those rules. I can't speak to any of the other outlets you may have been listening to, Amy, but I appreciate your call. Over the break, I promised a little follow-up on the question of can you or can someone deliver a different person's absentee ballot? Here is the answer to this. Under the Voting Rights Act, any Wisconsin voter who requires assistance with mailing or delivering their absentee ballot to the municipal clerk because of a disability must be permitted to do so. If you are delivering someone's absentee ballot because that person is disabled, you must be permitted to do so. Municipal clerks do not and cannot require you to show proof of that elector's disability. Here is what can happen. They can ask you, are you the voter that's turning in the absentee ballot for this person? And you would say no. And then they can ask you, are you delivering the voter's ballot? Because the voter has determined that they require assistance returning their ballot due to their disability. If you answer yes, they can then ask you, are you someone other than the voter's employer, an agent of that employer, or an officer agent of the voter's union? They don't want unions and employers sort of strong arming their employees or union members to voting. And as long as you say that you are not one of those individuals, an employer, union member, or agent of the employer or union, that clerk has to take the ballot. Again, you can return someone's ballot for them if that person is unable to return their absentee ballot due to a disability. They have to say, you have to confirm that you're doing so because of a disability. That was a case that came down in 2022. Again, you have an absentee voter that cannot turn in their ballot due to a disability. You go to do that for them. As long as you confirm that to the municipal clerk, they must take the ballot. Mark from Prairie du Sac, hello, my friend. How are you, and how are you feeling this election day?
Oh, I'm guardedly optimistic that it just, and I actually looked, I looked up to the post office, and the post office used to, back in the old days, there used to be multiple deliveries a day.
Yes.
I mean, that in, especially in big cities, I think they changed that overall, like back in the 1950s. I think it ended in New York City in the 90s. But there's no reason the Brookfield Post Office can say, yep, we're going to deliver all these, you know, ballots going to the communities, you know, to where they're counting the votes today. I mean, that they should have made a point of doing that. And maybe that's one thing the post office should still be doing, is especially when we're more reliant on mail-in ballots. And for Scott Jensen to maintain something as being so honest and all this, I brought this one up before, but when he gave Scott Jensen that sweetheart deal,
yes,
reducing three felonies down to a misdemeanor so he could continue to be a lobbyist, if Brad Schimmel has taken one nickel ever from Scott Jensen, either prior to or subsequent to that election, that should have been considered a bribe to buy himself a, you know, buy himself a sweetheart deal. I mean,
The sweetheart deals, it's the shameless show, also known as Brad Schimmel, the author of the sweetheart deals for donors. I mean, he did it as a district attorney in Waukesha County, gave a guy a very sweetheart deal, plea recommendation. Oh, turns out the guy's lawyer maxed out his donation to Schimmel's AG campaign. Ooh. A little convenient, isn't that? Now he's going out there welcoming Elon Musk's money into the race. How corrupt is that? Saying he'll get on his knee pads to solicit money from anybody. Again, saying he'll be Donald Trump's support network. This is not objective. This is not a judicial temperament that we Wisconsinites want to see on our highest court. It's simply shameless shilling. Folks, I got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to come back with you. Text lines, lighten up. Get in on the action here. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join this great conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a bit of breaking news I'll share with you when we come back. a big movement by Mike Johnson to try to prevent some legislation from moving forward was defeated moments ago. We'll discuss next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.